when and how you supposedly alter the balls?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I don't know. I like the balls. I like the balls. To me, they're perfect. I'm not squeezing the balls. Whatever feels good with the balls. I don't want anyone touching my balls. I don't want anyone rubbing them. Guys are really focused on my balls. You gotta feel them. And it was a great accomplishment to reach my balls. I tell them how great they are before the game. I want to be very familiar with my balls. It's something that I handle on every play. I like the balls. To me, they're perfect. I'm not squeezing the balls. Whatever feels good with the balls. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
All right. Well.
Oh, that was really neat. Who was that about?
That was part of Deflategate. You know, you don't know that stuff too much, but
is that football?
It's football. Yeah. The Patriots had deflated footballs in their conference championship game, and then they held a press conference about it, and then somebody remixed. All right, always fun to talk sports with you. It's always a good time.
I do the philosophy podcast too, so
yeah,
I'm on the football.
Okay, more
like
from
this.
After the Bomb Baby instrumental. This is Zombie Dragonfly Discotheque. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri this weekend at the Kansas City Improv. Thursday, Friday, Saturday only. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. And if you have a Super Bowl Sunday comedy show, you're a fucking asshole, because that is going to be dead. I'm excited about it, so please come check me out. I am going to Mamaha, Nebraska next week.
You're going to love it. It's such a great club.
You've said that a lot. You said you really like that club, the Omaha Funny Bone.
Omaha is fantastic.
Yeah. And then...
So is Kansas City. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, end of the month, I do this private show in Dallas, and I have a one-nighter in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Lafayette, Louisiana, right after that. I just added Jacksonville, Florida, March 4th, and I just added Atlanta, Georgia, the night before, doing one night only at the Punchline, March 3rd, West Palm Beach, I'm doing that. And then I also added one night in Asheville, North Carolina, and Salt Lake City, Utah, in May. So all those are at TomSegura.com. And yeah, fart in your mouth. Christina?
Guys, come see me in Man Friend Disco this weekend at Sketchfest, January 30th and January 31st. And then, guess what? The Valentine's Day show is sold out.
Sold out.
At the podcast at the Ice House. It's so... Sorry. Hey. You gotta get your tickets. Or
sorry.
No choice.
I mean, we sell tickets.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Indianapolis. That's in Indiana, not in Greece.
Not in Greece.
February 19th through 21st, I'll be at Morty's Comedy Joint. And then I have one night in Louisville. Is that how you say it?
Louisville.
Louisville?
Louisville.
You
did it. You added Louisville.
I did it.
For
so
Sunday.
One night only, Sunday night at the Laughing Derby. Please get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Because Tommy said it was amazing.
It was
and all the mommies showed up.
So great.
Well, let's show some love for your mama, your other mama.
Mm-hmm.
And then March 5th through 8th, DC Improv. It's in Washington, the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
That's March.
All right.
So let's, you know, come on, let's get on ourselves.
We have a very special guest with us today. He is no stranger to the program.
Mm-mm. Okay.
And,
all right.
We're so happy to have him. We got big news we'll announce right after the break.
Okay.
But in the meantime, where can the people see you, Matthew Bronger?
Hey, everybody. It's me, Matthew Bronger. Long-time listener, third-time caller. It's so fun to be on the show. No, the folks can see me at the Sketchfest in the Manfriend Disco with young Christina to my right. Different shows, but
same toilet.
Yeah, same strokes for different folks. And everyone likes the same strokes, is what they say. And then
same strokes. That's a different show altogether.
I'm gonna start saying that to say that to younger people. Hey, it's the same strokes for different folks. What? Never change your MO, guys. Never. Never learn, never evolve.
Same strokes. Different year. Yeah. Same. I've been doing the same shit.
Same strokes.
47 years.
My wife left me 2 years ago. And then I think the only thing I have on the books after that right now is Laughs Comedy Club in Kirkland, Washington.
Oh, nice.
The 20th of March, weekend of the 20th.
And website? Right.
MattBronger.com.
There you go.
MattBronger.com.
And big news coming up. We'll give you some big Bronger news in a moment.
We'll have to open some chips and play the bullhorns.
Absolutely.
For that, for sure.
It's massive news. So,
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right, you ready to do this?
Oh,
let's get started. Matt Bronger is here.
I can't believe it.
Let's have a good time.
Yep.
Here we go.
Okay. Matt Bronger.
Harry Potter.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
I told you.
Yeah.
We had this discussion about whether or not in the Harry Potter... We watched the whole Harry Potter series.
All 8 films.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, which one was it where somebody's like, Harry Potter, you're a cunt.
Yeah.
And she was like, that doesn't happen. And then I looked it up and it's there.
Harry Potter.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt.
It's Hagrid. Says it to him.
Oh.
I thought it was actually the guy who's like the guy, Mad-Eye Moody, who
right.
He basically, you hear him, his voice. That's that actor. He
right.
is.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right.
And the big thing is Hagrid wants to tell him he's what a cunt he is, but he just doesn't have the heart.
You're right.
But Mad-Eye's like, doesn't fuck around. He's a con solo. So he's kind of, and he's had a bunch of butter beers, and he's like, nah, man. He's like, come here. Come here, man.
Come here, you little cunt.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Speaking of Han Solo, I think Chris Pratt is going to be the new Indiana Jones, they announced, I think. Do you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Speaking of cunts, is that what you're
saying? That's insane.
No, I was just thinking Han Solo because
the amount of stuff that's almost, I mean, I think that dude can handle it. Like, yeah. I'm a huge fan, but it's just like, that's, it's like, well, right, you're the Guardians of the Galaxy guy. Yeah. You're the in Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Indiana Jones.
It's not official, but they said that that's what the talks are leading.
Well, of course. Yeah. I don't know who else the you talks. Give it to, you know?
The negotiations.
Well, I talked to the president of show business earlier today.
Sure. I feel like it's important.
And he was like, yeah, we're thinking about it.
Sure.
So
we're thinking about it.
Speaking of big show business things.
It's going to be him. Or a completely unknown British dude, like a 22-year-old you've never, you know, they picked off the London stage. Yeah, that's always an iconic American role every time. It's like, who?
Yeah,
who's this?
Isn't the new Late Late Show like a British guy?
Too? Yeah,
like, not that that's the equal, but it is, right?
Yeah,
and I've never heard of him. Like,
I met him at the Riot Fest because Ian Carmel is going to write on his show, and he came to see Ian
on the new Late Late Show.
Uh huh. He's one of the right, and he's on the staff. And the guy was very complimentary, so I like that guy. I like that guy. He's a fan of mine.
Now,
so,
that's always how it goes.
You see how it switches.
Were we talking about this yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, about comics. You're like, fuck that guy. And then if the guy's nice, you're like, that guy's really funny.
He's really cool. Moment they compliment you, you're like, you know what? I like him. Yeah, I think he's a good person. So pathetic.
Even if it's so pathetic.
So pathetic.
And if they are really complimentary, then you're like, you know who's awesome?
Yeah,
and you'll bring
really
him up,
nice
you're like,
guy.
Yeah. And you're like, really? You like? I've always liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Always liked them.
Meanwhile, he's climbing into his car, drunk, like spilling roofies out of his pocket.
Look, president of the show business also called me about this. This is big news. All right. Huh.
Wow.
That's for big news. Will you please go ahead and share with our audience the big news?
Yes. My new hour special comes out in Comedy Central February 6th. It's a Friday. It's called Big Dumb Animal. I taped it at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
Mm.
And yep.
It's a great venue. It's
February 6th.
February 6th. February
6th. All right.
Yes.
Matt Bronger, Big Dumb Animal.
I can't wait, Bronger.
This is so exciting. And we have a clip of Matt's new special.
In case you hadn't realized, it has somehow become uncool to sound like you know what you're talking about. Or believe strongly in what you're, like, saying. Invisible question marks and parenthetical you knows and you know what I'm saying have been attaching themselves to the ends of our sentences, even when those sentences aren't like questions.
Good job.
Thanks.
Wow.
When did I say that one?
It's, I guess, in the second half of the new special.
I'm so blackout drunk. I don't even remember doing that. Sounds nothing like me.
No, that's not from Matt's, or is it? Is that Matt?
That's Matt's first Comedy Central special.
Right.
Sorry, this is not from the new one. This is not Big Dummy Animal. This is,
who is that for real?
This is.
Sounds
like a pastor.
A white guy that was on Deaf Poetry Jam.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. He's get doing
the spoken word. Like, what is this?
Slam? Yeah. Is it slam poetry?
Yeah, like the slam poetry.
That's our favorite kind.
Yeah.
So, Bronger,
it's the most violent of poetry.
They make me so uncomfortable.
Sure.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I should figure
the feelings.
Well, the thing is,
it's the feelings.
The feelings. And the cadence. It's always the same. Where is life?
Yeah.
Is it above? Is it below? Do I have an airplane? You know, like it's a very.
You know, it's the same feeling I get. It's the same feeling if I had like a friend or relative that would like get up in front of an audience and you're like, dude, don't, like, and you're embarrassed for them?
Right.
But I'm embarrassed for strangers when
I hear this. Well, you see some, you know, it's funny. It's just like any kind of performance-based art, be it stand-up, be it improv, be it whatever. When it's good, you're like, oh, my God, what a great poem that spoke to me, that nailed so many truths. And even what that guy was saying wasn't necessarily funny, but it was like,
yeah,
it was interesting.
Yeah,
but like, when someone's like, you know.
When they lose their minds.
Or they're just, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it is?
They're saying something that's just obvious.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people they force their feelings on you. And I feel like that's what that is. Or when someone plays the guitar, acoustic guitar, and sings to you, it's too emotional.
Right.
It's like, but bro, I don't need your feelings. Mm-hmm. Don't keep them to yourself.
I should point out that I didn't pull that one. Like, I didn't go find that one. That was sent to us by a listener. So I have no idea who that. It doesn't say his name on it. I just.
You know what's interesting about Downton Abbey? I was just thinking about...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you know why I think they sent you that as kind of a counterpoint to the You Know What I'm Saying?
The Vocal Fry thing, too. Oh, right.
Talking about like adding those things on.
Yeah. And we were talking about Vocal Fry last week, where those teenagers are having a hard time getting fucked, Tom.
Yeah.
And they're doing Vocal Fry.
Right.
They're talking
young teens having trouble getting fucked.
What is the world coming to?
Have been the missing link connecting the diasporic community to its drum-woven past. Whereas the quantized drum has allowed the whirling mathematicians to calculate the ever-changing distance between rock and stardom, we do hereby declare reality unkept by the changing standards of dialogue.
Matt Bronger, big dumb animal.
That was me. That's me again.
It's a laugh, right?
Yeah.
No, but I was thinking with Downton Abbey, the whole point of that culture was to never embarrass the other person or make them feel feelings that bother them.
Right.
Which I really like.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also...
It's emotionally unhealthy, but...
The layers of status that you're locked into. You know?
But as long as you're upper status and you're upstairs,
right,
everyone's like, don't let that person feel feelings they don't like.
Well, that's like the whole structure in England. Like, they're just John Cleese was talking about that. He's like, you're so afraid of being embarrassed, you're raised to be afraid of being embarrassed. That's why they were like, so that's why Monty Python was so huge, because they were just straight-faced silly,
right,
like just ridiculous. Like, let's just be as ridiculous as possible but act like starched shirts.
But kind of the interesting thing though about Brits is that, like, if you were, you know, don't be embarrassed, but if you were doing, you were embarrassed, other people were like, well, don't make him feel more embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Like they
or they love it.
It,
yeah,
or they love it. That's like how their tabloid press is worse than ours. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
so brutal, you know. They're always just trying to dig up dirt on people, like, to have something to point at, because that's what that kind of repressive nature, you know, produces. You know?
So, back to your special, though.
Yes.
You're a big dumb animal.
Right.
Is that, I mean, you? How did you...
It's basically the first time I actually put a special together about, like, all right, where am I in my life right now?
Did you find that more challenging or no?
Yes. And, like, well, I got a note from a close friend earlier in the year that was like, you know, I think all your stuff is funny, but sometimes I watch you, I'm like, I don't know who the hell... I wouldn't know who you are if I didn't know you.
Interesting.
And I'm like, okay. So I feel like I watch both your guys' act. I'm like, okay, I get exactly who you are. I get your... point of view. I think my point of view is pretty clear, but like my last special was just disjointed. Be like, oh, here's a funny thing. Oh, here's something else.
Yeah.
Here's another funny thing. Here's something else unrelated to all those things.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine, but and you don't want to necessarily, at least I don't want to necessarily have like a progression that's just like, so it's like a concept album or like a one-man show or something like that. But everything on there is like, you watch it and you're like, okay, I know why that guy's saying that. I get who that guy is.
That's really interesting, because I always felt like hours and like specials are basically one of the two. I mean, and I actually don't like lean more. I don't have a problem with either one, but
no.
I feel like it's either like, here's a bunch of different funny things that are funny and there's not really the concept, or it's more like, here is, you know, a thing. This is an hour that is defined. Like you can see, you know, it's about a theme or something.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's a narrative,
there's
like a
narrative
beginning, middle, and end
type
of thing.
Yeah, but, and it's not like, you know, I kind of get into, I start with personal stuff, tell a bunch of anecdotes about, you know, ridiculous mistakes I've made in my life and stories where I've just been, you know, an idiot, been a big dumb animal. But then, like, you know, near the end, it gets a little more personal. And then I just end with what I just think is just a hilarious story of being in a bar once. That's like a story I'd tell my friends. So it's like, yeah, there's no big lesson or anything like that, but it's just kind of like, well, hey, here's something.
I can't wait to see it, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's become my favorite stand-up to watch, and I think it's why I'm drawn to doing it too, is that I love stories.
Yes.
I really like,
absolutely.
I've always loved stories off stage.
Yeah.
And then stories got more popular on stage in like the last 10 years, and I love telling them. And I love watching them.
It's really, you just got to get out there. And we're lucky enough that we get to experience a lot of stuff because we travel so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I had this, like, you know, Christina and you and I, we all play the Comedy Store here and there. And sometimes you get in front of that room and you're just like, I want to talk about my day. Like, I don't want to do jokes right now.
Yeah.
And I talked about having like this minor surgery where this guy said something when it was happening that fucking made me laugh so hard. And I was like, and it was just, the story just crushed.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, okay. Like, that made me laugh at the time.
Right.
And you feel like you, when you have that enthusiasm behind it, people are like, oh, good. Yeah. This isn't someone just telling some observational thing they couldn't care less about. They just want to laugh from me so they can burn their time. Do you know what I mean?
And you're connected to it. You did that last night when you told a story about getting naked in locker rooms for the first time. And it was like, it connected because you were really in that.
It's
true. You just thought about it.
And sometimes, I mean, I told this story that it was like, we got a pretty good reaction, but to me, it's still the funniest thing where there's a part in my parents' gym in Portland. I'm at home visiting for Christmas, the summer, or whatever. I'll just go to their gym, and there's a, you know, it's 24-hour fitness. It's not a weirdo gym, just a normal gym. There is an area where you go wash your hands, and all that's in that room is sinks and two air dryers and a door. And then on the other side of the door is the locker room where there's just naked dudes. I went in there to wash my hands. I'd gotten my jacket and everything. I was about to call my dad to pick me up. There's a dude in there. Everyone else is fully clothed. One guy, I think, has his shirt off and he's shaving, but he has pants on. This dude is standing in front of an air dryer. He's over 60, and he's drying off his dick and balls with the air dryer. And he's not only, like, he's lifting his dick to dry his nuts specifically, and just like, the air dryer just screaming loud in this little room. Everyone's washing their hands with that faraway look like, I'm not here right now.
Yeah,
this isn't happening.
Disassociated.
And right when I was like trying not to laugh, the dude turned and looked at me and spread his butt cheeks and dried off his asshole. And I was like, and it's like, you know, you tell that story on stage, it might get a laugh, it might not. But it's just like, to me, I still think of that and go, I don't have resolutions. But I was like, I want that kind of confidence in 2015. Where it's like, I just don't care.
Don't you think, though, if it was you or some other guy, even younger, doing that, someone would go, hey, man.
Hey.
Hey.
It's so true.
Hey, how about not the dick and nuts?
Come on, man.
On the hair dryer. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, what if you walk in there with, like, your five-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, here, buddy, come wash your hand. God damn it.
Yeah, but if the guy's 60, 70,
it's a license to ill at that point.
It is. It would... You know what I mean?
And if they're foreign, dudes can do whatever they want.
I've been talking about this for a couple... I was talking about it last night. The same thing is like, is it simply, I'm old and I don't give a fuck? Or is there a little more of a layer to it where maybe it is kind of a thrill?
There had to have been a thrill there.
Right.
I
think it's a little thrill for the guys that are just strutting around the room. You know, dick and balls out.
Yeah.
There's some sexual... layer to it all, you know. Not necessarily that they're a rat, but there's something. Some thrill they're getting.
I think I think for some guys, it's not even sexual. There's a level of comfort because they come from that era, like from
generational
football era, and they'd hang out in the locker room, dick and balls out.
Yes, that's what
this is our place.
Yes.
Yeah,
because they didn't even consider.
Yeah.
Homosexuality or anything, you know, whatever.
Or it's so repressed in the psyche.
Absolutely.
It's repressed.
And it's kind of a hot thing. The guy's like, you know, I kind of love that I'm secretly gay.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Sure, I got a wife at home.
Kind of a hot thing, right? You know? Yeah.
Speaking kind of football, sometimes I throw a helmet on her. You know?
there's the...
Kind of a hot thing.
It's kind of
amazing.
Yeah. It's kind of a hot thing.
Kind of sexy.
And
just me and my bros.
Now I have the mental image of a old guy just coming up and talking to you with a turgid boner.
Yeah.
Like a strong boner just pointed at you just talking. And you're just like.
I haven't seen boners, but I have seen some fucking hogs. Like real monster dicks on old guys. Old fucking guys walking around who are like, and they take the towel and throw it over their shoulder. You're like, you can wrap it around your waist if you want.
Why?
It's just, there's no sense. Here's my whole thing.
You could cover your genitals.
I feel like our age people and younger have just at least some sense of, maybe it's embarrassment or just modesty in a way, where you're just like, I'm just going to cover up
because
that's what you do.
Sure.
And that over that age, and especially if you get to the higher end of it,
right?
They're like,
no.
Towel is for drying
because
off only.
It's for drying my face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's the era of shaming. Like, remember, I grew up in gym class where you're expected to get naked after gym and shower with strangers.
Sure.
At the worst time of your adolescence, you're just sprouting pubic hair. The boobs are just coming. You're getting your period. And hey, get naked with these strangers. And nobody was like, God, this is weird.
Right.
And when that's forced on you institutionally and even... the older generation, there's no shame back then.
But
there's no sense.
Something weird is happening to me where I am trying to work myself into having their confidence. So, in other words, every time I go to the gym and I shower, I go, fucking, have the confidence that they have. But like, for what? I mean, is it just to so that I can be like in the circle of all these beautiful dicks?
Yeah.
And maybe, like, you know, like have mine admired? Or I don't know what but it's working on me. You know what I mean? Where like every time I go there now, I'm like, walk around.
Sure.
And I can't, you know, I still cover up. And then, right. You know, but like, it's in my head.
I had a thing where, like 2 years ago or a year ago, maybe my girlfriend and I went to Las Vegas and her sister was working at Caesars in the, like in the spa department. And so we both got like free spa days, obviously in different, you know, we both got a massage room, but then we go to our own and they have like a room that snows. They have a room that's a sauna. Wow. They have a room. Yeah. It's bananas. There's this giant like hot tub thing. And all the guys are walking around naked. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to walk around naked, you know, even with my thumb dick, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember like walking around and this black dude walks by me, just an arm, like a huge dick. And he's like, isn't it great in here? And I was like, it really is. Yeah. And then walk by each other and it was just like, hey, coexistence, not even on the racial level.
Yeah.
Huge dick and regular dick.
Right.
Hanging out in harmony. You know? So you're kind of just like I have a friend who is often naked. Not well endowed, and that's why it's awesome. That's why he just like doesn't.
But
give
he
a
loves
shit.
It.
Sure,
yeah.
Because it throws all that insecurity right in the trash.
Right.
You know. I think.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is that
Gigi Allen style.
Gigi Allen. Yeah. He's got tiny. It's cultural. Like when I've been in Hungary. Like I went to Budapest when I was 18 with my friend Shauna, and they don't give a fuck.
Sure.
I mean, we went to get massages at the Gellert Hotel. And it's just get naked. Here's your tiny little apron that cover like a square. And you're like, what? And all of a sudden you're thrown into this, you know, hot tub with a million, not a million, but like, I don't know, 25 older women, just naked, soggy tits, soggy bellies.
Yeah.
And there was no modesty. There was. And when you're in that environment, you're like, all right, one in Rome, like nobody's looking at you.
Yeah.
And if they are, they're doing it when you're not aware of it. So you're like, eh. And I remember having to get naked with Sean and being in like a hot tub with your best friend when you're 17 or 18 and all these other and we were so like, so now what do we do? Like,
yeah.
Just not looking at each other. Like,
we went to
so
nude
brutal.
Beaches when I was in, when I was growing up, like my parents would just take me to a nude beach.
No way.
Like, really? We were swim truck, but it's just like, it was just a good beach.
Yeah.
But there were just nude people there. But there's this place called Rooster Rock in Portland that is named that because there's a rock that looks like a huge, it looks like a dick. And so it's called Cock Rock, but on the, on the highway signs, Rooster Rock, like that's what it's called. And I don't know which came first, the chicken or the boner, but like, you know, at one point it got that name and it's part of it's a nude beach. But I remember going to a friend's, birthday beach party. Mom, you know, a couple cars driving us all there. They rented a little van and all jumping out and, wow, Mom didn't do any research because we got out the beach just like just 18 fat naked people playing volleyball, just dicks
always
and tits
fat.
Bouncing. Just all the kids like, oh, no.
They're never hot at the nude beach.
Nobody's hot.
And you see, you know, you see like those kids, how they freak out for like Sweet 16. You know, like this, I wanted it brought out and when they, at 12 o'clock, it's 11:58. Yeah. I wanted a pink one. That one's white, you know, but it's like a Rolls or something.
Yeah.
You know, the much more low-key version of that. Yeah. I'm sure this kid was just like, I didn't want to see all these wieners on my birthday.
That's the best. There's Stinton Beach in San Francisco. That's a nude beach.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's Stinton. And all the dudes play volleyball naked.
Yeah.
You know, dicks swinging. And the guys with their hands on their hips just pissing into the ocean. Standing
God,
there.
Like, yes.
That's, who are you?
Why?
Who are these people?
That doesn't sound fun. Like volleyball, that doesn't sound fun.
Naked?
No.
You know, we were watching Dating Naked. And you're like, listen, if you're gonna date naked, how about you don't pick athletic activities? How about no ATV riding?
No,
naked?
No
cartwheels.
And
on this date,
who is like, this is a good idea to do this show? I don't mean the producers. I mean the people that are like
the contestants.
The contestants.
Yeah.
Why?
Why, bro? Is it that hard out there?
Do you really want to have the craziest answer to party two? How'd you guys meet?
Right.
Do you want exactly. That's you're angling for?
That's the goal, bro. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
statements such as
oh,
keep
God,
it real,
it's giving me anxiety.
Especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultraviolence.
February
I love having to get all these people to think I'm doing spoken word poetry. And it's all skippy, too. Like the file's all messed
up.
Yeah.
Time to self-actualize.
Well, it's coming out. It's a new file.
Sure, of course.
So you shot it at the Bell House.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We did the podcast there.
Yeah, it's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
It's where Dracula got married.
Is that right?
Doesn't it look like
Dracula? The dark wood and did you hear me go, really? He did?
Yeah, he did the actual Vlad the Impaler. I call it that or the Elegant Lumberjack. Because it is. It's just like.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is weird.
But yeah, it's such a great room.
When did you shoot it?
Last June. June. Just been editing it and, then waiting for someone to buy it. And Comedy Central bought it.
So what a great place to have it air.
Well, it's great because it's going to be on there for a year. And then I think we might have a deal in place for it to go elsewhere. But I don't know. But you should see it now.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So this is what you got to do. If you listen to this show, let's be real, okay? Just go to your DVR and set that shit to record.
Be real.
Be real.
Be real about it.
How do you catch? I never catch something the moment it's airing.
Right.
So
too risky.
Well, the thing is, it's like it's going to air at midnight. And for like your party people, that's perfect.
Yeah.
But also if you have like DirecTV, it'll be East Coast time, so it'll be 9 p.m., which to me that's even more perfect. You can watch it from 9 to 10, and then you can go have drinks there and be like, that guy's the worst, but, or whatever you want to do.
I hate your comedy.
I hate your that. That was the worst day of my life.
Matt and I walking around the Silver Lake Reservoir.
I remember this day.
And we're walking around this stretch on the backside of the reservoir. And a car just comes up. I feel like it was like an older car.
Yeah.
And a window rolled down. I didn't even look at the car. Just, literally, as they're passing us, the driver, a guy, just goes, I hate your comedy.
I thought it was a girl.
No.
I thought it was a girl, and I thought she said, your comedy sucks.
No, well, I hate your comedy.
Was it I hate your comedy?
I hate your comedy.
And it was like, and I immediately claimed it because the night before, I was the only stand-up in an improv show, and like, I forgot I was doing that show, and so I went ahead and got drunk with friends, and then someone texted me, like, shit, and I, you know, got over to the UCB, and it's just this crowd of improv lovers, and I'm doing my set about, you know, male strippers or whatever I was doing,
yeah,
you know, and did not do well, and then so the next day, I'm sure.
Well, who knows?
I kind of stand out from the crowd. I'm sure this person in the car was like, there he is.
I assumed it was definitely you.
Right.
Because you were more famous. So immediately I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, I'm standing next to Matt. So I was like, yeah, this person doesn't know me. That was the only reason. At first I was my stomach dropped and I was like, they hate, and I go, oh no, he's famous.
Well, see,
like,
now if neither one of us had done a shit set, I think we'd both be like, fuck, I don't know who that was
for. Yeah, no.
Come back.
No,
that was, you know what's nice though, is so she crazy. Took responsibility for her feelings. She was like, I hate your comedy, not you suck.
See, to this day, I thought she said your comedy sucks.
For me in my memory, it's always
I'm gonna go with you.
I hate your comedy.
I'm gonna go with you. Yeah.
I hate your comedy.
But it is that thing of, why do you share that? You just want to ruin someone's day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not as if I got on stage and was like, guys, I feel good. I just ran over a dog. I'm gonna do a set.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
No.
Make that person feel terrible. But it's like, if someone's actually trying, taking time out of their night to do comedy,
I've seen
so many people that have been like, I'm really not into their jokes or whatever.
Yeah, it's just not your company.
I'm never going to tell them. Why would I tell them?
Of course. I hate your comedy. That's so crazy to yell out. Speaking of comedy you won't hate, did you know that the lady on the show...
The lady
has a top 10 Billboard comedy album right now.
Now, is this one called Man of the Year?
Yes.
Okay.
Man of the Year.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. It's mommy power.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys for buying it, and I'm so happy. And if you don't have it, please download it now. CD Baby, for those of you who don't like iTunes, and then iTunes for those of you who like iTunes.
The moms are incredible.
So thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate that.
You should,
really nice. Maybe someday my parents will give me the approval
that you're seeking.
I so deserve.
But then you won't be funny anymore.
That's true. So, what will I have to work for?
I would say, for the sake of our show and future albums, I hope they never give you approval.
My parents are very supportive, but they have like maybe a couple jokes of mine they like. And I think the thing that keeps me going are the relatives, which are like all of them. Well, no, not all of them, but many of them who are like, I just don't get it.
Are you serious? They say that about your comedy?
I just don't. No, my sweet aunt says to her daughter, my cousin, who likes my stuff a lot, but she's my age. Her mother's like, I just don't. But that's fine. Who wants to be for everybody?
That is so crazy. That happens, it's though, so funny.
I know, but the perspective is the one you get with some years on you.
Yeah, and I don't feel any... You know, I loved my aunt and uncle came. We're in town visiting my parents, different aunt and uncle, and they came to my show at I was in Portland at Mississippi Studios, and after the show, my uncle's like, "You're actually real funny. Yeah. You're actually really good.
Actually,
no, because it's that thing of like he's just like, oh God, I don't know. People paid how much money to go see this guy? my nephew? I don't know.
My aunt and uncle and relatives came to a show one time and. One of the cousins I think was like you're great, that was great, and you're my whatever, you're the best, so that kind of thing. And my aunt goes, I thought you were both good, referencing me and the other comic.
Sure.
And then my cousin was like, but didn't you just for familial purposes,
sure,
like, don't you think Tommy was the best though? And she goes, no, I thought they were both really good.
That's great.
I was like, thank you.
You know, he's not here, right? That other guy?
Yeah. I was like, you can just tell me that you like me more.
Yeah.
Because we're related and stuff.
Yeah.
And
just do the Downton Abbey thing and not embarrass.
I got to give it up. I actually really like that other guy.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
This is a random reference, but I remember when Illmatic by Nas came out and it was like.
Nasir Jones.
Uh-huh. Was like. There are no other albums right now. There are hip hop wise, nothing. There's nothing out there, really.
It's unbelievable.
You know, this is right around. I think they came out different months, but you know, Doggy Style was like huge. But maybe I might be mixing up my years. But anyway, I just remember it was just like, and I was at school in New York in college. I was like, fuck everything. This is the best. And where they were showing, I was watching BET or something with some friends, and there was this rapper out at the time, and I forget his name, but like. No, yes, his name was Dred Scott, and he was just, you know, whatever rapper. Mm-hmm. And it was him and his crew, and they're all like, oh, what do you guys listen to these days? And everybody in that guy's crew, Nas, man, that Nas. Oh, that Nas. Oh, shit, man. That Nas, yo. Dred Scott's like, what about that Dred Scott, though, huh? Like, making a joke, but at the same time being like, dude, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, if your whole your entourage.
Yeah.
You know, be like Vinny Chase's entourage was like, I love Leonardo DiCaprio, though.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
dude. And that dude's the hottest.
How can at that moment, you kind of want to be like, yo, we need to have a talk.
Yeah.
About how we do promotion.
I bought everyone's yeah. lunch today. Yeah. I bought all your lunches.
Yeah. But at the same time, then you're like, yeah, that, you can't. You no, cannot
it's undeniable.
Argue. Yeah, it's undeniable. Yeah.
I love that we're not like that. Do you know what I mean? Like Bill Burr's yeah. special is like one of the best things I've ever seen. And it's like, I'm not going to put my special up next to his and go,
no.
Compare yeah. it, folks.
It's
nope.
so fun
like,
and good and healthy. And no, yeah. and like, I feel like it's so...
I thought you were going to say, to do that. Yeah. You should definitely compare.
No. No, I feel like it's so comforting when you go like, that guy is... unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I don't have to compare myself. Like,
no.
I don't have to be like, am I as good God. As that guy?
Yeah.
I don't fucking.
No, I just talked to a friend yesterday who's like, they like his special, but they didn't love it. And I'm like, dude, that's the first comedy special by someone I didn't know that I could sit through in right. like a long time.
Right.
And I wanted to sit through it. You know, like, it's like him, Louis C.K., Maria Bamford. There aren't many people I could just sit there and go, I'm not looking
this.
At my phone. I'm going to watch this like a movie.
Like you said before, it's different strokes for different folks, but sometimes the same strokes.
Sometimes same strokes.
Sometimes people, you know.
Yeah.
That's philosophical.
That's deep, yeah.
That's very deep. Do you have that where, like, comedy-wise, you go, you know, that's they're the best? It's the same
Yeah,
people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we all share the same people right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Bill Burr. Louis C.K., David Tell.
Yeah. Well, I love
Carlin,
the fact that
Schimmel,
like Burr was on Dan Marin's show and was just going like, he's like, is that voice in my head? Like, it's I'm just like I'll never be as good as David Tell. Like, will I ever be as funny as that guy? And they're both like, yeah, totally.
He's saying this?
He's saying
Who
this.
Who said that? Burr?
Bill Burr.
No way.
And because it's like, and I'm the same way. Like, anytime I've seen David Tell, he just wrecks.
Yeah.
And should. It's just so good. Like, Skanks for the Memories, it's probably my favorite comedy album of all time.
Doesn't get
If I had to pick one, yeah, because it's nonstop.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
He's always...
But that's a perfect example. We were talking about specials or albums that are, you know, there's not really a coherent theme. He just jumps from thing to thing to thing.
It's just funny.
But everything's so good.
It's so good, yeah.
Yeah. And he's in front of a hammered crowd in Denver.
And
people are yelling shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, wait, you know?
And he doesn't. He's not somebody that you know a lot about.
Nope.
You really don't.
It's no.
Just fucking,
but you do.
You do. But
you do because yeah. there's recurrent themes: midgets, partying,
right?
Well, self-loathing.
You know he's the good time guy, yes. and he's self-loathing.
Weird yes. sex.
You yes. know it. You yeah. know who he is mm-hmm. without him having
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious curmudgeon, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. You
know. So, Matt Bronger, what are you watching on television? Anything exciting?
Oh man, what am I watching? Well, I mean, I just. Me and a lot of other people have been losing our minds over Black Mirror.
Yes, we started on that.
Started watching that,
Good
too.
God. Have you watched it all?
No.
No.
I haven't seen
season two.
I haven't seen the Christmas one. But
I haven't seen that
one. Both one and first and second seasons. Like, one of my favorite things is like talking to people like, what's your favorite one? And to me, it's my favorite one is the one that disturbed me the most.
Which one's that?
You know?
But don't tell us what it is, but don't give us too much.
It's called White Bear.
Yes,
White
that's the place where people have committed crimes.
It's just a woman waking up.
Yes, yes,
where
yes.
She
we
is.
Saw it.
That's
we saw
the
it.
One.
We saw it.
That one's bananas.
Yeah, because, I don't want to spoil that one.
No,
because
don't. But and the thing is, it's a tough battle royal.
Yeah,
other ones disturb me almost as much.
But there's something about when you get through that whole episode
to
the end where you do have all these emotions of you
I was
almost
so conflicted.
And you feel some sympathy, right? And
that's why I can't it's man.
Feef, what are you eating? Don't eat shit up.
What's he eating?
Come here. Oh, tape.
The thing is, it's I mean that show is so the new Twilight Zone, because it makes you think like, oh, all this stuff could happen.
And I got to tell
all
you,
of it.
I was when the first episode that we watched, which I think was the first episode of the whole thing, I kind of like, I thought it was a good episode. And then I go like, you know, I don't want to watch a show that has new characters every time.
That's
like,
the only bummer.
That was my bummer because I was actually, I didn't know the concept of the show. I was just watching this episode and I was like, all right, these are the characters. This is an awesome story. And I was like, oh, no, it's a one-off. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then, you know, they just... You know what I'm saying? Just fucking rock it out every time. So,
dude, I grew up reading, like, you know, Tales from the Crypt comics and stuff like that. So it's like, I love stuff like that when it's done right. And it's every one of those episodes is violently brilliant.
Yeah, I like the one where you can see everything that's happened to you and would you want to.
That scared me so bad. That might be my second place one. You do that anyway. I think it is naturally healthy to remember things slightly wrong for your health.
Revisional
a little bit. Yes. So you might not have to be faced with your full awfulness.
The trauma.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, you don't want to relive the trauma exactly.
And exactly how it was. And I think with that, you would have to. And you would.
Oh, fantastic.
Sorry.
Oh.
These are results.
Okay.
So for the fill her up, which
Jesus Christ.
Seal her shut, from two episodes ago, we had, for the females, Aishwarya Rai. She's like a beauty pageant. It's Indian. It was all Indian.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And then Padma Lakshmi, who's the...
Sure, of course.
Yes.
Yes. My ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you know what the results were?
Huh.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
You know who you voted for, right?
Padma?
Yes. And I voted for Aishwarya.
Uh-huh.
Aishwarya won with 74% of the vote.
What? Everyone hates Padma?
Yeah.
Why? Because she's a hoe. And
she's just distant.
But she also boffed the guy who created that show, Top Chef. She got the job, yeah.
For real?
I think broke up his marriage, too, yeah.
See?
She's a real demon.
Do you know how she broke up with me?
How? Yeah.
She just said, Matt Bronger, pack up your balls and go. That's what she said.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? This was well before the show.
So that's in her lexicon.
She had that already. She always had to pack up your whatever and go.
Pack up your balls and go.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I just said, your face betrays no emotion and you don't know how to cook. Like I said that.
Wow.
That made her, and I left her her condo and she said, pack up your jokes too. And I slammed the door behind. I'm like, I don't need that shit.
But doesn't she, do you feel like as the judge of that show, I mean, this was one of my issues with not wanting to fill her up.
Yeah.
Is like, who are you?
Right.
Like, it'd be like if she was
judging... She's a model who married Salman Rushdie.
Right.
And she doesn't even look like she eats.
Yeah.
She doesn't like food.
Well, no, here's the deal, though. Everybody else on that show... she's like a host. So, hosts are hosts. Yeah. I mean, if we had, like, a handsome, fun dude, I don't think it would be as much of an issue. I really don't. Who wasn't, like, a chef, you know? At least in the general lexicon. We wouldn't even think about it as much, just because... You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, oh, who'd she fuck? But in this case, maybe she did. But
that's the rumor.
My thing is, she put out a cookbook of other people's recipes.
Mm.
Dude, who couldn't do that?
Of course.
Really, who couldn't do that? You should do that, Tom.
Mm.
I should put out, the both of you should put out the mommy cookbook.
It's a really good idea.
Here's something we've found on the road. This guy makes piece of lasagna. It's lasagna made out of layered slices of pizza.
Bad idea. And, poop soup.
In our defense, you know, we've made our own poop soup.
We have a few recipes.
Our own dishes.
Shake and make.
We're already a step ahead of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ahead of the curb.
You could have...
Ahead of the curb.
Here's a pitch. Home recipes.
Yeah.
For you and your special lady or man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To have at home.
Christina's taking notes.
Maybe with your babies.
Well, yeah.
The road recipes.
Oh yeah,
you know, for you,
like
if you have
room.
A kitchenette,
yeah,
or if
yeah,
you don't,
I do.
If
though.
You don't, right? Maybe just using the microwave downstairs at the La Quinta, right?
Dude.
If you're starting out as a comedian,
I got all those recipes.
Okay, late night drunk recipes.
Yep.
Okay, and hangover recipes.
Fantastic.
Those are your four chapters right there.
That's
fantastic.
I think that satisfies the mommy contingent.
Now you're with. You know when the books are like.
Yeah.
Written by Christina and Tom with Matt Bronger.
I'm going to write the introduction.
Yeah,
I'm going to be arms folded, you know, looking like a different, smiling, like waking like these two.
First time I met these two. Yeah, that's how,
And we have to get Jeff Tate's hot dogs and Gatorade
Hot dogs
recipe.
And Gatorade, which is just...
Oh, man. Just steal it. Just put hot dog, like boiled hot dogs and Gatorade on the side. And then get a picture of Jeff Gates, like from like when he's like, stop. Like, don't take my picture.
Yeah.
Like, paint two hands up. Like, cut it out. And write it. And just like... Then a long thing of like, this is in no way endorsed by Jeff Tate. And in fact, he asked us not to put this in here.
It's got to be the red kind.
How complicated do you think
stay in your mouth.
The hot dogs and Gatorade recipe would be? I mean, I think it's obvious. It's
it
red.
It is.
He likes fruit punch.
You're wrong.
But what about that hot dog
recipe? I'll tell you what.
You got to hit 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And it's got to be after hours.
That's right.
I think it's also
sweatiness on the dog, the greasiness on that dog, the sadness of the dog.
You got to make the dog as greasy and sad as possible, but also it's make your own Gatorade. So what you do is you get smart water that already has electrolytes in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like
regular fruit punch.
Neon. Like neon fruit punch. Like whatever the high C when Punchy took acid or whatever.
Gross.
And then mix the two of them.
Yeah.
So shit. So bad for you. So much more sugar than needed.
That red Gatorade is so gross, man. Yeah.
I only drink Gatorade if I'm hungover, and it has to be like Gatorade G. It has to be the stuff that's like way less calories and way less sugar. Because regular Gatorade, you're like, I'm drinking an ice cream sundae.
You are. Really? You know when you can tell if that shit isn't freezing cold.
Yeah.
Like if it starts to get room temperature. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the
snow
sugar
cone melted. That's what it is.
It's the sugar.
It's
in
a lollipop.
The room temperature Gatorade starts to like harden in your mouth. You're like it turns into candy as it's in your mouth. It's got to be ice cold or you feel sick drinking it.
Yeah.
It is sugar. It's just sugar.
It's so unhealthy. Oh, and I don't understand electrolytes either. What is a? It's sugar, apparently.
No, it is. It is.
Is it a thing?
It's a thing that gets moisture, hydration through more of your body.
It's
than just regular water.
Plants crave.
It's a plants crave.
It's plants
crave.
Now, if you had to fill up or seal shut, I mean, we've already voted on these.
Yes.
But just because you're here,
right?
Deepak Chopra or Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who would you go with? Take me through your reasoning.
Let me see. Okay.
Sanjay Gupta is just a funny name.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you two, you remember who you chose?
I forget.
Okay, I'll save it. I'll tell
you. Now, you know what?
Don't impair
yourself. I got to go with Sanjay because I met him. I was on this Tonight Show.
And he was nice to you.
When Conan O'Brien was on.
He was nice to you. Now you like
him. He talked about, it was me, him, and John C. Reilly. And Sanjay talked about some crazy, like a dude, got hurt or had a heart failure or something. This dude like cut the dude's chest open on the street and massaged his heart like something crazy and kept him alive. And the guy's like alive this day. It was like brain surgery. Like he did something to somebody's brain to like help him on the way to the hospital. After the show, like him and his wife are hanging out, and he's like, "Hey, is that hard doing comedy?" I'm like, the fuck? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You fixed a guy's brain, you
on
know?
The side of the road.
Yeah, like something crazy. Like
we've
that.
Had doctors tell us. I was at a doctor appointment, and he's like, "Guy, I can't imagine doing what you do." I'm like, "What are you talking about?
I know.
Like, you save people's lives.
Yeah.
Hardly comparable. Hardly. Yeah.
No,
not
hardly.
Very much."
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the grass is always browner, is what they say. You know, it always looks worse.
Yeah.
Always looks worse on the other side.
Yes.
You know?
God, I had a huge brown this morning. Let's talk about the chili.
I got to give you the
sorry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
We made chili.
Yeah.
So the results, by the way, Christina did vote for Deepak.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like his books.
I want that Gupta. You know? I feel like he's got a great smile. He's a brilliant man.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a doctor...
Yeah.
He knows maybe a little more than you know about what feels good.
Yeah.
He might be like, you know about this spot?
Have you tried this out?
Yeah.
And like he's in, you know, no offense to Deepak, but like, you know, Sanjay, like that dude's in. He's one of those like older dudes. You're like, you're in like too good shape.
Yeah.
Like clothes hang real well on you.
Yeah.
You know, like when you see Dr. Drew.
Oh, he's so in shape.
He's so ripped.
Do you remember where we saw him?
In Laguna.
Yeah. We saw him shirtless.
Oh, shit.
At the pool.
Whoa.
Yeah, that guy is
he's
like,
yo.
Cut up.
Yeah.
I was on, Loveline when I did Matt TV, like with Arden Marine and him.
Aww.
And I kept pitching doing a sketch. Like, you should come on the show, man. Come, like, you're in a sketch, like, jeans, no shirt. That's your guy. And you're like, and he's laughing and stuff. But I was just like, dude, that'd
be
amazing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. You know, that's a hard look to pull off.
Yeah.
Jeans are unforgiving.
You know what the other thing is about Drew?
You're telling us.
Probably Gupta too. As doctors, and maybe just because, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
They, like Drew, you would never know. He never wears form fitting.
Nope. Yeah.
He always wears it like big so you can't tell.
Yeah.
That,
sure.
Like, I'm a fucking bodybuilder.
If you wore form fitting, you would never take him seriously.
Yeah.
Like you'd come in and be like, listen, I'm just coming down off a meth binge and I'm just glad you're here. Can you change into something else, man?
Yeah, come on, dude.
You look like the guy that sells that shit to me. Like,
yeah, but don't you think Deepak would know, like, the boner chakras and the
he would.
Chakras?
Yeah, he would. He would.
He know all your special things.
Oh, Christina, do you know that?
He would say something to make you love yourself so much you just come. He wouldn't need to touch you.
Self-acceptance.
You know? And he would whisper it, Christina.
Ew, stop it. You remind me of my stepdad. Stop it.
Have you considered coming yet?
Terrible.
Okay. Have you considered ejaculating yet?
Here, listen.
That's terribly racist.
The winner of that was Dr. Sanjay Gupta with 62% of the vote.
Yeah. Why is nobody on my side today with
I think
that?
We're just being just a little bit
racist?
No, more just at face value. I think Sanjay's just a more handsome younger man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, aesthetics. Yeah. A little superficial is what I was thinking.
Do Deepak Chopra telling you to come. Do that.
Oh, Christina, I've been stimulating
you. Not me. It's too gross for me.
Oh, Matthew, I'm playing with your glandules and you're going to shoot your white magic now.
Can I go rub one out right now? Is that fine?
Oh, yes, of course you can. Yes, of course.
Your white magic.
Your white magic.
The white tigress.
This is your chi and I will suck your energy out of you.
Seriously, can we pause it?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
make
yeah.
I do.
Okay,
yeah. Hold on.
Matt's got to make a brown.
All right. And by the way, for the listeners that ever want to vote officially, there is a link on the Facebook page.
Very important.
Facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast has a link to all the fill her up and seal her shuts. And you can vote, and it's tallied there, and then it shows us who the winner is. So go there now, like the fan page, and you can vote. All right? There you go.
Yeah.
Hi.
We mentioned on...
Oh, she's gonna kill you. I love you.
On another episode that we needed something to officially mark the time for the mid-roll break. And somebody, I wanted to have some type of sound, something. And so we have more ads now. So in an effort to split them up, instead of doing all at the top, we do two at the top and then the remainder in the middle.
Sure.
So here's the this was submitted by a listener, Matt W. That's not you.
No.
You're Matt B. Matt W. submitted this mid-show break sound.
No.
Is that coffee? Is that what that is?
Yeah,
a grinder?
It sounds like
it. I like it. Mid-show break.
Oh, that's great, because it's the natural progression.
Wait a minute.
It's the grinding of the beans.
Right.
It's the percolating of the coffee.
Yeah.
I can't tell if there's a slurping of the drink, but then it turns into what the percolation blends right into the wet browns you get after coffee.
It makes me laugh every time.
That's true.
Brown.
Let's go.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, listen, Matt wasn't here for this, but again, we have some results. And since he's here,
yes,
why don't we just open his ears up for a second? Matthew, what do you hear?
Well, motherfucker, know they show getting high around criminal time, man. I don't even mean to butt me up, big bubble boy, but if I ain't wrong yet, ain't no criminal, bitch. What criminal? Criminal for kid, family, bitch, wrong, and big getting wrong.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Just by detective, ness, mm-hmm. as the term says, is that the dude who rapes dudes in prison? Seriously, and like makes them put the lube on their
the
finger,
the grease on.
That's like the to me that's grease. Like my, your least favorite clip. It depressed me so bad. It's so
sure,
awful.
It's mine too.
That really upsets Christina a lot.
I don't like that one.
Yeah. It's gross. It sounds like the same guy. Like same that, accent, huh. Same southern
so
black
fucking
dude.
Funny.
I give him the grease. Oh, I tell him that. Put some on his finger.
Okay, no, this guy's a little more smooth.
Sticking
now.
In his ass. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Kind of like fuck yourself. Seducing himself up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so it's not the same guy.
It's okay. Still a bummer.
But I love where you're going.
Okay.
I love your logic.
Okay.
Just to get.
But
now,
but is the guy talking about jail?
Nope.
No, because it sounds like he's talking about criminals.
No.
Okay.
He's talking about the most magical time of the year.
Oh, shit.
Crimatime.
He's saying Crimatime. He's saying Christmas.
Christmas time.
I love it. Can I hear it again?
Crimatime.
Of course. Of course okay. You can.
But motherfucker know they show getting high around Krimmer time, man. I don't even mean to butt me a bit, bubble boy, but
whoa.
If I ain't wrong, yeah.
Whoa.
Ain't no Krimmer, bitch. What Krimmer? Krimmer for kid, family, bitch, wrong, and big getting rolled.
Okay.
Now you think you have
motherfuckers
it?
Know they're getting high on Christmas time. I don't know what happened with the bubble boy thing. I don't know what that was in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, what Christmas? There's no Christmas around here. Christmas is for kids.
Right.
Family's been ruined or been raw. Is this saying? He said something about families.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was a natural progression of like him going from, you know, there's yeah. Christmas is for kids and there's no Christmas here.
Yeah.
Like, this is a real messed up area.
That was not
his words. Those weren't his words.
He says,
I'm not translating. I'm translating into.
Yeah,
you know,
no, it's pretty good.
A
man.
Real messed
so
up area.
We played this last week. We got so many people giving their two cents about it.
Yeah.
On Twitter, especially.
Uh-huh.
A lot of tweets about it. But we got this email from Lazarus Edmund, and he broke it down, and I think he got it. I think he got it pretty much perfectly. Let me set it up again.
Krimatime. He doesn't even Christmas.
Ain't no Krima.
Krimatime.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. So this is what he says is being said. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. He basically said, motherfuckers know they sure get nice around Christmas time, don't they?
Mm.
I don't mean to bust a bitch bubble boy, but if I ain't rawing you, having sex without a condom.
Mm-hmm.
If I ain't wrong, you ain't no Christmas, bitch.
Mm.
What Christmas? Christmas is for kids, family, bitches wrong, and bitches getting rawed.
Wow.
Wow.
I think we have a wiener. Hot I dog, mean, we have a wiener.
Now listen to her.
Wow. You motherfucker know they show getting high around Krimmer time, man. Sure. I don't even mean to butt me a bit, bubble boy, but if I ain't wrong, yeah, ain't no Krimmer, bitch. What Krimmer? Krimmer for kid, family, big roaring, and big getting rolled.
I think he got it.
Wow.
That's pretty incredible, huh?
It is.
Yeah. So thank you, Lazarus.
And this is just someone you recorded on your street, right? This is just right here in lovely Hermosa.
Yeah, that's actually the great Plies. You know, the
oh, yeah.
Rapper,
that's Plies.
Yeah, I know Plies.
So he has an incredible Instagram account.
Wow.
Where he just records these 15-second videos.
Oh, man.
And there's basically just, there's countless videos of him saying ridiculous shit.
Yes. They're like his aha moments with Oprah, right? Like they his are, spiritual.
They are his, yes, they are his.
He makes a good point. If you're not Ron a bitch, why are you buying her stuff?
Hmm.
Is that the and, point of
well,
that?
Well, I think what he's saying too is like, what's Christmas?
Yeah, it is for children, yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Let's see if this is the one. Huh.
If you walk in a motherfucking house right now and they still got that motherfucking Krimmer tree up, don't even worry about asking them about their motherfucking credit. Because if they can't remember to take this motherfucking Krimmer tree down and it's almost February, ain't no way in hell they can remember to pay their motherfucking bills on time.
That's right about
that's pretty,
that.
That's not, nothing wrong
it's
with that.
It's an astute observation.
That's pretty good, but I wonder about his assertion of walking up in someone's house and asking about their credit. I just want to know who does that. I just want to know who comes in here and just like, you know, and who has a full intention to just say ask someone like something that personal. Hey, what's your score? What's your credit score? Do you have a lot of bills that you haven't paid? Do you have a lot of pink slips and coming in the mail? You know, but they see this tree that's all withered and brown and like
y'all motherfucking women,
March.
Y'all some dead giveaways about doing number two, acting like a motherfucking burglar, closing the door all soft and shit, looking all around when you come out the bathroom. Soon as the nigga look at you, the first thing you holler, what? Ain't no motherfucking what, smelling like a bit unk.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I feel like I live that drama. Yeah.
There's
But I don't try to sneak around.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Like when he talks about sex the most.
And about that motherfucking head, I'm going to play the same game y'all female play. Bitch go to kissing on me. I'm damn, bet the Lord she motherfucking go to lie. I'm going to get... Damn, bet like a bitch shocking me, bitch. Like I'm sensitive than a bitch, bitch. Damn, bet all the way till she get to that head.
I know. Okay, now I know what she... Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I got it.
Yep.
Yep, I
get it. It's all there, man.
You know what I've been thinking about is that Becky thing from last week.
Oh, yeah, that's his song.
Becky's the white girl. It's interesting.
Give me that Becky.
I love how rappers, so many rappers have like the mentality and the thinkingly amazing outlook of a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what you do? In fact, when you're making out with a chick, man, just act like, oh, my God, oh, I can't take it. Oh. You know what I mean? And she'll totally blow your dick.
Yeah.
It is like a...
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, like, suck my dick.
I'm telling you now, if you ever ask a motherfucker a question and the first thing a motherfucker hits you bite with is, huh? Don't believe shit after the huh. Motherfuckers lying, motherfuckers stolen, motherfuckers trying to get their lie together. After she got a little carpet burn on the bike, first thing she hit me with was, huh? Bro, some of these motherfuckers can't even take them past Olive Garden, I swear. Little motherfucker just embarrassed the fuck out of me.
I got the answer on this one, too. We got a lot of
Yeah,
I got that one.
So, okay, so listen to this one the whole way through.
So.
Yeah. So here we go.
After she got a little carpet burn on the bike, first thing she hit me with was, huh?
Okay, so this
bro, some of these motherfuckers, you can't even take them past Olive Garden, I swear. Little motherfucker just embarrassed the fuck out of me, bro. I take the motherfucker to a little five-star restaurant, and people ask her what she wanted to eat. The motherfucker said, sunlight, some nuggets.
Get it? So
something like she doesn't have the confidence to order. So it's just something like some nuggets.
Yes, that's what,
nuggets. Wow,
yes.
That was good, man.
So that's what she was. She ordered from the 5-star restaurant.
Was the 5-star restaurant actually Olive Garden?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. But they said really
he
can't
was
take
saying
it
you can't take girls.
Oh, okay, you can't even take them. Oh yeah,
above and beyond Olive Garden,
much less.
Yeah,
Fleur de Lis.
He took him to Fleur de Lis, and then the waiter was like, and she was like, so something like some nuggets. And he was like, you embarrassed the shit out of me, right?
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he killed her.
She deserves it.
Something like some nuggets.
So. What's wrong with nuggets?
Nuggets are delicious.
Nuggets
speaking
is delicious.
Of,
I love them.
Treating
nuggets.
A lady right.
1, 2, 3, 4. No more women on the floor.
Treat all women with respect. What you give is what you get. Treat all women with respect, I say.
Heads up, guys, I'm talking to you. Life's not easy, so what you gonna do? Step to the plate and be a man. Never hit a woman or abuse a child. It's just wrong and illegal, too. Someday it will catch up with you. Times have changed. Domestic violence will no longer go down and be silenced. Your mind, not your fist. True love is full of bliss. Keep your job, stay out of jail, control your anger, and no more.
She's like, don't hurt me.
Yeah, no, she did she?
Yes.
She to make songs about this stuff. Right?
Treat all women with respect.
Oh, shit.
They're picking women up off the floor during the chorus.
Oh,
oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Is this playing in middle schools?
This is playing when, like maybe we were in middle school or like our older brothers or, you know, like this seems like 1986.
It doesn't look like
where
it.
We're just like, you know,
I think it's
like articles like, you know, rap, the beat of the streets were coming
out. Yeah.
Do you think the guy has pretty tight flow, this guy?
He is really good.
Yeah.
I mean, he rhymed a word with a word that didn't rhyme with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
What did or he say? Hit like, a child.
Or, yeah. It was like child with woman. Like something nowhere near.
Yeah. The song is Treat All Women With Respect. He's like, throw kids in there, too. Just so people know.
It's a slight rhyme, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you give is what you get. Treat all women with respect, I say.
Don't be a baby daddy and walk away. Be a father. It's okay to stay. Father a child is just the beginning. With child and mother in your life, that is winning. Bond with your child and lead the right way. Give them your love. Give them your time. Set a good example and share your life. Reverse the vicious cycle of abandonment abuse. Know your child, love your child, and provide. She might be the next Beyonce or Sally Ride.
Whoa, this is new. Oh, my God, this is new. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. That felt like that Dave Chappelle sketch about the, we have got a new unreleased Tupac track, y'all. Like,
yeah.
With your blackberries, where he's like mentioning shit that's new now.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't believe he said Beyonce.
Yep.
My first thought was like, was there a Beyonce back when I was in junior? No, there wasn't.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, right?
Wow.
Wow.
This guy's pretty cool. I mean,
this is, okay.
When you get a look at him, you'll know that he's pretty cool.
Yeah. He, yeah.
Is he a dad? Does he look like a dad?
Granddad? Maybe.
Just like a dad bonery kind of guy?
Dad bonery, but like older? Like more, more, like he's dad boner's dad?
Wow. Grandpa Boner.
Sorry,
Carl's dad.
Carl's dad, yeah. Yeah. Like he definitely likes when Fridays are here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, how hard do you think he worked? Like when you talk about how hard you've worked in your life, when you've just been like, holy shit, I worked so hard today.
Mm.
You know, like maybe you had like a 12-hour shoot.
Yeah.
Maybe you know, you were waiting tables and that those nights where you come home and your back is just killing you.
Yeah.
You got like ass chafing from walking so much, whatever. Man, did I work hard. How hard did that guy work to put Reverse the Vicious Cycle into this song?
Yeah.
He had that phrase, that turn of phrase first. He wrote that down. It's like, this is...
Build the puzzle around this.
Can we do another take? That was take 219.
Reverse this vicious cycle.
Okay, now let's go back, guys. Let's break for lunch. Let's break for lunch.
These second bars had some more gems in them. I don't know if you know. There was more than one line that didn't rhyme with anything on this second go around. So that's good.
Treat all women with respect. What you give is what you get. Treat all women with respect, I say.
1, 2, 3, 4, normal women on the floor.
Wait, they say normal women on the floor?
Yeah. I thought
they
were saying more women on the floor.
Because that's what I thought it was at first. And I thought we were going to hear some crazy sexist party song.
Yeah, I was normal women, for it.
Or not even sexist. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be something like a haha, we're gay. Do you get it? Kind of bullshit. You know those old songs where it's just like, what if?
Let me see
a boy with a boy. Hilarious.
Can you know.
Yes, there he is.
Oh, my God.
There he is, folks.
He's so gross. It looks like Uncle Muscles. Oh,
man. Out there, let me talk to you. It's okay to say no to man and still be cool. Stand up for yourself and then decide what you're going to do with your own life. Use your brain and finish school. Don't fall for a guy who acts like a fool. Don't see the kind of man's going to care for you. Too many women have their innocence stolen. Repeating a cycle that must be broken. Respect yourself and leave a man who strikes. Find a good man who will treat you right.
1, 2, 3, 4, normal women on the floor. Come out
and treat me. So he's talking about picking up women off the floor.
Well, yeah, well, no more women getting decked. Think this was from probably Ray Rice, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, with one of that thing of, you know.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop knocking
out
the woman you love out cold.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing. It's so amazing.
You know, though, I am often... You know, I don't notice it that often. I don't really care. But like when I go to parties or I'm in Vegas, so many unconscious women laying around that have just been socked in the face.
Is that right?
There's just so many.
Really?
My thing is I'm always like, can you just move these women? And they're like, look at this beef neck security guy. He can't pick her up and just push her over in the corner.
Put her somewhere safe.
I mean, make sure she's safe. Don't let any weird predators come over. But I mean, she obviously got mouthy.
Yeah.
And so like her man, like
so crazy.
Just the idea of no more women on the floor. Like, are there a lot? Where do you hang out, man? Are there just women laying on the floor from being?
This is an attempt at making a cool song that'll appeal to the kids.
Right.
I like rap. Well, do you like this song?
Well, that's the thing you wonder is, like, who does this really affect? Like, do you think, does this help anybody ultimately?
No.
Anybody that
they're
targeting would be like, this is the fucking gayest shit ever.
It's just like, it's just all his friends were like, I like what you're doing, Greg.
Yeah.
I really like what you
But I do like his intent. Yeah. At least he tried.
Oh, yeah. He's obviously a sweetheart man.
Heard your song, Greg.
But
I like that.
But it is. It's Will Ferrell and Anna Goss and I are doing the music teachers.
Right.
Because her thing, when they interview her about that, she's like, there's always such a sincerity.
Yes.
Where they're like, we can do this music. You don't think I can do Beyonce? I can do it really well. And that's why she was so ridiculous with her button to the neck dress and just, you know, doing Sir Mix-a-Lot or whatever. There's the sincerity there.
That's what made it hilarious, though.
Yeah. And, you know, this guy is just not even laughing at how terrible he is because he's talking about a very serious subject.
Yeah.
But it does. The idea that comes across is like, you like rap? Here's some rap. Wait. Oh, there's no such thing as good rap.
Yeah.
I made a rap song. Enjoy it, kids.
And he gives out this CD. He got like 1,000 printed, and he was
here.
Like, you kids like rap?
You know, I heard that Migos you listen to. Yeah. Get rid of that. Listen to this.
Hey, and don't be afraid to pump that in your cars.
Pump it. How do you get that way? I'd like to be that way.
Like,
I
mean, him?
Just like, I'm just great at stuff.
Oh my
god.
This guy's dick is out at the gym, by the way.
For sure.
This is it's a confidence that is swinging.
He's the one drying his nuts by when the we're fucking
like,
ball.
When we're like, behind
his asshole too.
Yeah,
when we're behind the curtain
ball,
going,
man.
I don't know if anyone here is going to like my jokes. Yeah. Yeah. This guy is handing out these, you know, cassettes, not even CDs, to random black kids on the street.
Yep,
I'm the best, guys.
You're
the best.
Hey, black kids, you like some hip and some hop. Right. Enjoy this.
Hey, black, come here. Do you like
cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff?
Yeah, you like that?
Oh,
I'll give it to you.
Boy,
there's just nothing better than that video. I just think
it's the best. Right?
I think it's like it's one of those things. It's like, is he that much of a genius? That he's like, I'm just gonna be real creepy, you know.
The thing is,
it's so creepy viral.
It's so every beat is so calculated.
So calculated.
Yes. It's the opposite of sincerity,
right? Yes.
And that's what. Like, if it doesn't read that way to you, then I know something's wrong with you.
I think that
the way you read.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
It's like watching one of his, like, let's say the Thunder Rolls video. Mm-hmm. You know, the song that ended domestic violence.
Right.
That video, but if you watch it in like you watch it in like high def, so it just looks like a play. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch like high def and you're like, ugh, everyone looks real.
Yeah,
it sucks. Yeah. You know, just you're watching in high def, and he's used to being the guy where everything's mass produced, and he sat down and was like, yeah, I'm gonna play sincere. I'm gonna play like a normal guy in a hotel room. Hey, rent me a hotel room.
Yes.
So I can just act like
those?
I'm in one. How do you get a hotel room?
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, so good.
I like that.
I really like that.
Everybody posted that video, and most people did not post a subject line, anything. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You put that video up, people click it and go, oh my lord.
And here's the best part.
It's true.
Here's the best part. You know, when people are like, Garth, your video has over like 20 million views. And there's no irony for him in it. And he's like, yeah, of course, because I'm amazing like that. Like, it wouldn't occur to him that he's corny and cheesy.
Yeah.
And people are ironically enjoying it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. There are a lot of women who watch that and were just like, oh, my stars.
Yeah.
That is how I like a man to talk to me.
Garth.
Isn't that one of those things, too, where you're like, there's two types of people in the world?
Yeah.
Like, you either watch that and you have the reaction that you're supposed to have, or if you're like, that's awesome, and you're like, what? Really, what's going on in your head?
Oh, but that's how a star behaves, honey. You know, like, that's what she says.
Yeah, yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just let that's how famous people get away with shit.
Yeah.
When they're just like, look. I mean, think about it. Like, Freddie Mercury, everyone's like, guy's a fucking rock star. Do you like gay people? Faggots. Fuck faggots.
Yeah.
I love Queen. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow. It's that thing. And I mean, that's the good version. The bad version is this, it's just like.
And by the way, I just realized that's total vocal fry that he's doing.
Is he?
That's the definition of when he goes, listen to the end, the last word here.
I really like that.
See how he goes, that's vocal fry. That's exactly what they were talking about.
Did you? Really like they this just depressed me. Like, you know what? I dick around online just like anybody. And someone like Lindsay Lohan posted a photo of herself with like a crop top, like with her belly showing, and she's so skinny. But then you look, and she's in front of like there's like some little hotel shampoo tubes, and one of them's bending. It's like obviously she did her own Photoshop.
That's sad.
It's kind of like, buddy. Come on. So like him doing vocal fry in there.
Oh.
It's like, dude, come on, man.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
She's so fucked up. Oh my God, finally. I'm excited.
Think white and get serious.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Now it's time for Tom or White. White.
That's right, guys. It's back. Tom or White.
And this is the straight up questions edition, right?
Well, yeah, I thought this would be a bit simpler. Now, for those of you who haven't heard this game, it was rooted in the fact that my husband and I were on a vacation and some Hall & Oates came over the speakers and I'm like, do you know the song? And you said, no, who are Hall & Oates? And it kind of started this thing in me where I'm like, my husband doesn't have like working basic like white knowledge of things. And you're like, you just don't know shit about white. How do you not know things about white people? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask a series of questions and you two can chime in.
Great.
And, I guess we'll see who's whiter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, this is already over.
Okay. Question number one, what are the first names of Hall & Oates?
Jonathan.
Are we both just chiming in?
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how to do this secretly.
Do we buzz in or?
Buzzing.
How about, you know what, why don't you ask me first?
And then we'll see. And then maybe
Matt, because I bet Matt will clean up on everything.
Nah. Sure. Okay. So, first names of Hall & Oates.
It's, is it John? And Christopher. Bart. Michael.
How many guesses are we going to?
Are those any of them?
Okay. Two of them are right. No, it's no. Daryl. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Okay.
Didn't I say John?
You said John, but yeah. Not
you got John
Daryl.
Right. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the three after. Like, well, are any of those three right for Hall?
No, I thought we were doing full name, like full legal names.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
So I was saying
middle
John
name
Michael,
too. And confirmation then, name.
Yeah. So okay. I got that one.
Okay.
I got one right.
You got
there.
Half of one.
Half right. Okay.
Half of one.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me keep score.
Okay.
Buns and then Matt. So you got half a point.
Okay.
Matt's got a full point.
Okay.
Okay. You've heard of Burning Man?
Yes.
Burning Man culminates in what event?
In the burning of all the stuff.
Of the burning of all the stuff.
Yep. I think so. Okay. In the desert with the cum. Everyone has sex there. Okay. And they burn everything at the end. There's a big fire.
But they burn everything.
They burn everything but the desert.
Okay. Matt, do you want
to? I think it's just they burn the man, right? Okay. They light the big Burning Man on fire.
Okay.
Also, side note, a friend and I were walking by Yogurt Land.
Yeah.
And I was just like, my favorite festival is Yogurt Man. It's a desert. It's a giant melting yogurt man.
That's so silly.
And it's like, and then he was like, it's nothing but just fat, older, divorced women in the desert.
Oh,
so mean.
Don't get it.
I was like, that's so mean.
Yogurt Man.
I would go to Yogurt Man.
I
love
Yogurt Man too.
You know,
Yogurt Land is amazing because it's as unhealthy as ice cream, but you fool yourself into thinking it's not.
When you said that it's just all fat, older women, it just makes me think.
Men, women, kids take pride and have hope. You have a bright future, and that's real dope.
That's treatment real
with respect,
dope.
Matthew.
That's, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Let me get those women off the floor.
All right. Are we ready for number three?
Did we get an answer on number two?
I'm sorry. Did we? Burning Man culminates in what event?
Right. We
answered. No, not from Bronger.
I just said like the big man the on fire. The
yes.
Burning Man.
Yes,
that
is
what it is?
Correct.
Yes.
You burn the man.
I've never been, but.
There's a man that you burn. It's
Matthew,
like a straw man, right?
You got it.
Not a real man.
Not a real man.
Matt got it right.
God damn it, nigga, nice.
Okay,
thanks,
right.
Dude.
All right.
I like yogurt, man. Okay, so number three. Lollapalooza was created by which famous musician?
It was created by the... he's the lead singer of you know, the stealing stuff in the fucking market song.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of it. Is it start with a P?
Don't encourage him, Matt. Don't
start with
any
a P,
sort
right?
of...
I'm asking you to start with a P.
I cannot encourage your answers. Why would I even help you?
His name is...
This is about you, bro.
P. His name is Penis Shuttle.
And I'm sorry, what's the song?
You know, I got been caught stealing.
Okay. Can you sing a little bit of it?
Perfect. That was perfectly acceptable.
That was definitely part of the song, yeah. Okay,
I've
so...
I've been caught stealing. You know that song.
Okay. I've been caught stealing. What's the rest of it?
I forget. I mean, I know the song. I'm just... I can't remember the words. And I know the guy.
And you know the dogs barking. Everyone... Yeah.
It starts with the dogs barking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started Lollapalooza.
And his name would be...
Perfect. Persian. His wife's Asian.
Are you gonna throw it to him first every time?
Yeah, just because I want to watch him struggle.
Podcast is gonna be about 4 hours long. Just FYI.
Okay, Matt Bronger, your answer.
Perry Farrell.
Thank you.
Wow.
And I only know that because he, I liked Jane's Addiction a lot when I was a kid, and
of course
he named himself that out of the term peripheral.
Yep.
Because he didn't think anything like the album's called Nothing Shocking. Like you should be able to just look at anything.
Oh,
but that doesn't make sense because peripheral's to the side.
Right.
You know?
That doesn't mean anything.
Should name himself like straight on. Or, I don't know.
Right. You know? All encompassing.
I'm directly in front of you?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. No, that's my name.
Now, so his real name is?
I don't know.
I don't know. Sherman.
All right.
So bonus points, since you got that correct on the White Person Festival.
Hmm.
Do you know the second festival that he started? What would be the name of the second festival? It was short-lived.
What was that thing called? Oh man!
I shouldn't give hints.
No, you didn't give him any. So,
right. Least, it was short lived.
And
yeah, you can go ahead. I don't remember.
The Enid Festival.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever
get your life.
Get your life, Enid.
Okay.
It was actually named after his neighbor who was always screaming like, "Turn the noise down!" And she had hair in rollers. Enid.
Enid.
And they did the whole festival in her yard. They bought all the houses around hers.
As he was really spaced out on drugs, and he was like, "The aliens are going to come down, man." And the Enid Festival was to welcome the aliens.
Okay.
How crazy bad would it fuck with you if you're just drugged out and you're like, "We're going to do this festival," and you're doing it, and you're doing the festival, and you're like, "It's going to happen." Like this, the aliens are coming in, and they do, and you're so jazzed, and they just start lasering everyone to death. Like just, you summon the wrong aliens.
That would be the best festival ever to watch and not die at. You'd be like, oh man.
Okay, ready?
Yeah,
yeah.
Taylor Swift currently has a number one album. What is the name of her album?
1989.
Okay,
good work.
I guess by default,
I got it right.
Ah, the French champagne.
Did I tell you the Dan Harmon thing about that?
No.
We were talking about that clip years ago and about why we loved it so much. Mm-hmm. And it's the greatest thing in the world.
Amazing. Yeah.
But the whole thing of he had the funniest thing to me that was, the first thing, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's so great.
It doesn't do anything.
But Dan Harmon, first time he saw it, he thought Orson Welles said, "Just do anything." Which is the most amazing thing for an actor to ever say.
On a commercial?
To a director.
Yeah, yeah.
In any just do anything? Like, yeah. No, fucker. I gave you lines. You did?
Just do anything?
Just do anything?
He doesn't do anything.
Whatever you feel like.
Anything go nuts, Orson.
Yeah.
He just starts eating chili dogs from Pink's.
Takes the bottle and just cracks it over the guy's head. And he's like,
clumsily, fat fist punches the guy.
But you would sell so much champagne.
Yeah.
I would buy the shit out of that.
So fucking high.
He used to go to Pink's and eat like 30 chili dogs.
What? Mm. Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
He seems so healthy.
Couldn't
though.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's a guy that's just like, like, you know when you're like drunk hungry?
Yeah. Yes.
And you like, you get out of your Uber and you get like a sack of Taco Bell and you're like, I'm a piece of shit. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Done.
You're not in a public place surrounded by people and super famous and just horking chili dogs.
Oh, that's
there's no way to eat a chili dog sober that looks like normal whatever.
No.
You always look just drunk. He's like misting his mouth and just smearing, just beard full of red and pink chili.
Hey, Orson, how are those chili dogs?
Exactly. Most delicious.
The self-loathing involved in that.
Keeps winking.
Jeez.
He's trying to touch the sun. He's trying to get some girl to blow him under his fat belly while he's eating his chili dogs.
My favorite part of the whole thing is when he points and his finger goes like across the bottle. So it's like this
good.
And you're like, jeez.
So
like,
good.
Could you not drag your finger past the bottle when you point?
Look, I've had people go like, well, I haven't seen you that drunk in a while kind of thing. And then I'm like, oh, okay. You know, but at the same time, I was slurring. I was having a good time. I wasn't falling over stuff.
Right.
Or trying to kiss people in the mouth or trying to make a commercial.
Or showing up to work like that.
That's what I'm saying. I think that guy got so far in his life with people just going, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Yeah.
That he wasn't even aware.
How about
no way he was aware of how drunk he was.
There's 100 movies with him where he actually did show up and goes, just do anything. And they're like, yeah, let's just make a movie, but you do what you want.
Yeah.
You guys just say your lines after I say what I want. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they, supposedly, like, John Wayne used to sometimes just be on set and just be asleep in the corner, and they'd be like, all right, we're rolling. And he would get up and just nail his lines. Wow. And then go cut, and he'd go back to sleep in the corner again.
He says lines like he just woke up a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's very very hungover delivery. Mm-hmm. That's why he's always angry and punching people.
And, that's really funny. If I'm one more text and the drug out of it, and you're like,
so, thank you're a tough guy.
Yeah. Just wake up, actually.
I'm still a little bit high from last night.
All right, how many more we got?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Relax. There's just a few more here. Okay. Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Is known for what style of skateboarding?
Freestyle.
Okay.
Skateboard, freestyle park, ramp.
Buddy,
ramp
one,
up.
You get one answer.
Ramp
here.
Up, freestyle, skate park, Master X.
Okay, go ahead, Matt Brown.
I was always more of a Christian Hosoi guy, but I don't know, half pipe. Riding, you know.
Yep.
And?
It's vert skating.
Vert.
But,
that's the term.
You know, piping. You know, Bronger's closer than you are because freestyle is different than. I would say you're correct, and then it's like.
I don't know. I think freestyle is pretty. I don't know.
It's not freestyle. It's
all right.
Vert. We're both wrong. It's vert.
All right.
Okay.
And by the way, did you hear that supposedly Dennis Rodman wants to take Seth Rogen to North Korea?
Just go well.
Just to show him, like, it's not bad. Come with me.
It's really?
A place that doesn't want Rodman ever again.
And a place that would no doubt, kill Rogan upon
would
arrival.
Would murder him.
And broadcast it.
Yes.
Yeah.
all right, you ready for your next?
I'd love to hear that phone call. I heard you made a movie and I want to.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's go. Next one.
Okay. Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
Former frontman of which punk rock group? Very famous. Come on, you know who Henry Rollins is.
Of course I do. Saw him at the airport a couple weeks ago. I forget the name. I really do. I know.
Well, what do you think it is? Just kind of.
I think it's called like hammer or nails or heat rocks.
Hammer, nails, heat rocks.
Warthead.
Okay. Matt Brugger?
Black Flag.
Thank you.
What's this?
Last question.
God damn it.
Okay, finish this song lyric. This is a song. I want you to complete the song lyric. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
The other night I dreamt of knives, continental drift divide, mountains sit in a line.
And then they went up on the sign?
I'll sing it with a different cadence.
Okay.
Okay? The other night I dreamt of knives, continental drift divide, mountains sit in a line.
No more women on the floor. Is that it?
Okay.
Do you not know this?
No. Oh, say it. Wait, say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Matt's like itching.
I know. I think I could be totally wrong, though.
I don't think you
say
are.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time with that cadence.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
The other night I dreamt of knives, continental drift divide, mountain sit in a line.
I forget.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know the song.
Are you even white?
It sounds familiar.
Are you even white?
Wood then is dangerous.
Okay.
Protect.
Okay, tell me. Matt, go.
Is it institutionalized?
No.
Oh.
The other night I dreamt of knives, continental drift divide, mountain sit in a line, Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, it's R.E.M.
Yeah. There you go, guys. Matt is much whiter than my husband. Thanks for playing, Matt.
Get serious.
But is that a good? It's not really a good thing to be whiter. I don't know.
Take back the White House! Yeah!
God damn it.
Yeah. It's all right, though.
Now it's time for Tom or White.
All right. Well, you guys got to get to your other one.
Yes.
So
Matt Bronger's going to be a guest on That's Deep Bros.
That's
so exciting.
That is exciting. Matthew, just one more time. First of all, thanks for coming over.
Oh, yeah, dude. Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan. This is one of like 6 or 7 podcasts I listen to. That's it. You know?
Yeah. I like that.
I still kind of like go through different, you know, I'm less like, oh, let me try this one. But it's kind of like, never really sticks, you know?
That's because it's the best one.
Yeah.
Jeans know it.
Oh, and I have a podcast too, Ding Donger with Matt Bronger.
I fucking love that title. Do you know that I'll be I'll just be like doing something, cutting something, doing something random, and I'll think, Ding Donger with Matt Bronger. I just love the ring of that.
It's just good and stupid.
The Ding Donger.
Ain't that right, Fief?
Yeah. Ding Donger with Matt Bronger. Most importantly, ding make dong. Sure you set your DVRs for February 6th, midnight Eastern, 9 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yes, sir.
For Matt Bronger, Comedy Central, Big Dumb Animal, the world premiere. Make sure you check that out, and I'm sure shortly thereafter the album will be for sale.
Right? Yes, it'll be on vinyl, and the digital release will be at the same time as the special.
Okay.
Tom.
There it is.
Yep.
Matt Bronger, everybody. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
We'll see you guys later.
See you, mommies.
Bye.
And then I clog the toilet. What? And then it overflows the water, turds, the ground and the water comes up and out and everywhere.
Turds on the ground?
What?
You didn't tell me that.
Well, yeah, I thought it was implicit in my panicked call to you.
There's turds on the ground. What? What? Turds on the ground? There's turds on the ground.
Back up and out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.